This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
In service to America and around the world, too. You can hear us on the internet. You can hear people everywhere, right? All of our podcasts, the DJV download is at djvshow.com, all the other things, right? I met some people yesterday. Let it be known that this last year was a good year for growth for some of the other programs that I do, like the American Family Farmer Show. Victoria Keelan helps me a lot with that, putting it all together. And so somebody came into the barnyard yesterday and said, "I listen to your podcast."
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Well, it's fun to run into people that have, some kind of a connection. I was looking on Facebook. So here's a guy named John Iannuzzi who says, "My wife was telling me about something she heard on WGCH radio this morning." And she said she was listening. I said, "Who are you listening to?" She said, "The farmer guy from Massachusetts with the two girls."
That's funny.
That was pretty funny. All right, John. Thank you. I don't know what your wife's name is, but tell her thank
Where
you very much.
Where is WG?
It's in Greenwich, Connecticut.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why she probably said, "Oh, yeah, the farmer guy." Not a lot of farming in Greenwich, but yeah.
No, not much going on down there. It's been a wonderful season, even though we've been upset about what was going on with COVID and people being sick and stuff, and all of the conflagration that's gone on with us having to wear masks and distancing. But yeah, I don't know about where you are down in New Jersey, Victoria, but where I am here in Massachusetts, neighbors helping neighbors have been really outstanding this year, with a lot of people, a lot of service projects, a lot of things that have either developed or are getting donated and developed. There's a lot of warmth, and I appreciate that. And I like it when people send me the stories about, and a lot of people have given anonymously, which is what I think it really means more. If you don't attach your name to something, just give a gift because you want to give a gift. Somebody here in Framingham gave $5,000 to the Burlington Coat Factory and said, "Here, distribute this to people." I don't know how they came. I didn't dig around in it to find out how they found the people to give the coats to. But that kind of stuff. Just somebody goes in and that kind of stuff. I think that's
a really
the
great,
best
effective
part of
thing that you can do. You know, because Burlington Coat Factory has coats at all different price points, and so and obviously, with Christmas sales and stuff like that, they probably were able to purchase a lot of coats for $5,000 to give to people who are homeless or not even homeless. You know, there are plenty of people who do have homes who just can't afford a winter coat, and you live in a cold climate. So I think that's a wonderful thing.
When you say that, remember to give Jennifer that word. I'm listening to the farmer guy from Massachusetts. So we got to hold on to that one. The Nashville bomber and the implications of all of that. Here's another one of these guys that wants to be known. He must not have got breastfed when he was a kid. That's the kind of people that come up. I'm never going to be forgotten. The world will know me. There have been a number of people, we were talking about off the air, that's what John Lennon's killer said, "Everybody will know who I am." Okay, so you spend the rest of your life in jail, whatever that means. But what's the psychology of growing up and thinking that you need to have the rest of the world know who you are? This fellow's name is Rick Laude, is that how you pronounce it?
I don't know.
L-A-U-D-E, I think that's...
Oh, that's the name. That's the guy who came forward with the information, right? About
That's what
he
said.
That's the neighbor.
Anthony Warner is the guy.
That's the bomber
who blew himself up. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. Anyway, Anthony Quinn Warner, 63 years old. So the guy lived next door. That's right. Loudy lived next door to Warner. Sometimes I get these names and who's doing what, who does. It does. You know what? I would rather, and I've said this before when we've talked about things like this, I don't want to give the guy's name. I don't want people to know who he is. I don't want, and I don't even know that talking anymore about this is of value.
The weird thing, though, is, well, I think that understanding motivation is important. Okay. The weird thing is, though, we don't know what his motive was. And so other than, like you said, maybe he just wanted to be famous. I don't know. That's So going back, the story is that this guy, Rick Lowdy, who is the neighbor of the bomber, he said that right in the week of Christmas, he had a conversation with the bomber, who is his neighbor. He pulled up his car. The guy was getting his mail. He pulled his car up and inquired about the bomber's elderly mother, how she was doing, how her health was. And then he kind of in a joking way said, is Santa going to bring you anything good for Christmas? And the bomber responded, oh, yeah, Nashville and the world is never going to forget me. Now, the neighbor thought that he just meant something good was going to happen to him financially, coming into some money or whatever. And he said nothing about the guy raised any red flags. And that's the scariest thing when we hear these stories over and over. We just watched a documentary that I do not recommend you watch. It's called The Ripper. And it was about the Yorkshire Ripper, the guy who basically in England in the 70s terrorized women all throughout the north of England. And when they found out who it was, there wasn't a single person who said, wait, that guy? Everybody said that they knew him. He was, kind of small in stature, and that he was a quiet guy. And I mean, it's always the same story. And this guy in Nashville apparently was a recluse. He kept to himself, never really interacted with the neighbors. He would talk to them, but not really in anything, nothing in depth. And it's kind of a pattern. Everyone goes, oh, well, wow, I wouldn't have suspected that guy. He's just so quiet. There's nothing. So maybe quiet people are the ones to be looking out for. I don't know.
What was his political persuasion? Was he far to the right, far to the left? Does anybody know at least that much about this guy?
I have not heard anything about that. The only theory that I've heard so far is that he was, he was paranoid about 5G, which is why he parked the RV with the bomb in it in front of the AT&T building, and that's what suffered the most damage. The weird thing is, and I don't know if you heard this detail, but after his loudspeaker was warning people to evacuate, then he started playing the song Downtown by Petula Clark.
Downtown.
You know that song? Yeah, well, song's forever now associated with this guy because he was in downtown Nashville. Sure. I don't know why he would do that. I know. Yeah. It's
very
his weird.
Age. That song was a big pop hit in the year mid-60s, 67, 68, like in there. Yeah. But I think about, there are a lot of countries that have seen a growth in this far-right extremism. Certainly Germany has, some of the areas in Europe, actually some of the areas, not so much in Asia, but Europe and in South America, there's a lot of extremism. And we have a lot of, frankly, extremism here. When you look around at the choices that are available for various posts. And speaking of that, let's talk about the number of voters who have already voted in the Georgia election as we continue here on the DJV. Don't forget our download, the most recent one, that's at djvshow.com. We review Wonder Woman, and it's not, well, listen to it and you'll get the drift if you didn't hear it. Also, a lot of the beginning motions of what we're going to do or what we're looking forward to seeing in 2021. We talk about the big tippers, Tom Selleck and the 2020 tipping thing, the pork and the stimulus bill, all that sort of thing. And is your mall dying? That's a reflective question. So it's all there and a lot of other conversations as well. Every day, a DJV download of different conversations that we have on the air. DJV podcast is at djvshow.com or wherever, like Apple or iHeart, wherever you get your podcasts.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed or may lose value.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our New Year's special. The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 smart bed is only $899, plus special financing. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Happy holidays, folks. Colonel Snowman here to tell you about my piping hot KFC $20 fill-up with 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings. It's an easy way to keep the family fed when you're too busy to cook. Wow, this KFC meal is piping hot, and I'm made of snow. Try my KFC $20 fill-up. You can order ahead at KFC.com. Happy holidays from KFC. Limited time only at participating locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
17 and change after the hour on today's DJV show with Doug Steffen and Victoria Keelan. Jennifer's off this week. The House rejected Trump's veto of that military spending bill, which I thought was kind of interesting given the fact that he's always been such a hammer for the Defense Department, but there's so much pork in it. Bernie Sanders said that he's going to delay the vote in the Senate because he wants to tie it to the stimulus checks. So he's going to,
I don't know. Well,
how far they're going to get with that one, but
I don't know, anyway. Because Chuck Schumer said he wants it to be a unanimous thing in the Senate. But, yeah. You know, Republican senators, including Mitch McConnell, will probably say no to the $2,000. So I guess Bernie said he was going to try to hold up that vote.
Yeah,
but I don't know if that's going to work.
Right. So 27%, Victoria, of the registered voters in Georgia say they have already cast their ballots, which I think is a sickness in society. They don't know what's going to happen. The vote isn't until, what, next Tuesday? Next Tuesday is the election.
Tuesday,
right,
yeah.
The runoff. So
yeah,
a lot could change.
Early vote. Well, not really. What's going to change? These are senators who
have
already
dropped out. Who knows?
No one's dropping out. This is a runoff election. These two senators already ran and won. They just won by such a small margin it triggered the runoff. There's a chance that they won't win this time, but that's, you know, I totally disagree. There's nothing wrong with early voting.
2.1 million voters have already voted in races with Kenny Loeffler, Kelly Loeffler on one side with David Perdue running against, Raphael Warnock. These are both chances. So the Republicans are both in office now, and the Democrats are the ones challenging. And for the first time in a long time, Georgia seems to be at least leaning a little, tipping a little to the Democratic side, right? Even though around the country they've been in.
Biden won the state, so yes. Yeah. He's the first Democratic president to win, I think, since Clinton.
My guess is that there's going to be one Republican and one Democrat that wins. And I don't know
which one wins.
Yeah, Perdue is kind of a turkey.
Yeah,
get it?
Loeffler.
Perdue, turkey, yeah. Get it? Purdue turkey.
Well, she likes posing with the clam, so I don't think she's any better.
Ah, perfect. 21 after the hour. There's a picture.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's 23 after the hour on today's DJV program. The trending stories this hour with Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen. There are people in the news. I know you like talking about the Baldwins so much that we should probably have a moment for Ireland Baldwin and Hilaria Baldwin. And what's Stephen Baldwin's son's daughter's name? She's with
Haley. Haley
so
and Justin
all
Bieber are married. Yeah.
Yeah. So what's going on with them? Are they having leading exciting lives, are they?
Well, this controversy, or whatever you want to call it, is related to Alec Baldwin's wife, Hilaria, who turns out her real name is not Hilaria, it's Hillary. And she is not from Spain. She is from Cambridge, Massachusetts.
A lot of Spanish people live in Cambridge, of course.
Well, yeah, but apparently...
No, there probably aren't three Spanish people that live in Cambridge, believe me.
Yeah, anyway, and her father is... her real name is Hillary Hayward-Thomas, and her father's family, during her, I guess, wedding announcement or something, her father's family has been in America since before the Revolutionary War, so not from Spain.
Why was Alec Baldwin attracted to her? What's their story?
I don't know.
They got like 4 kids together now, don't they?
5 under the age of
5.
6 or something. Yeah, it's crazy.
Maybe they turned to Mormonism.
I don't know. So anyway, the controversy is that people who went to high school with her have come forward with yearbook pictures. She claimed that she lived in Spain until she was 19, and she chose to live in America when she went to NYU. Well, I don't know. She's bypassed all the years at Cambridge Country Day, where she went to school. So it's
Cambridge
not looking
Country
great.
Day.
Yeah, it's not looking great. And why she changed her name to Hilaria. Here's the rumor, and this is, I follow a gossip site that on Instagram.
You? No.
Kind of obsessed.
I'm shocked to hear that. You follow a gossip site?
So here's what the gossip, this is, okay, so if anyone, like, if you're interested in this, I like the gossip of it. Anyway, so the rumor is that Alec Baldwin, this is a fact. There was a restaurant in Gramercy Park in Manhattan that I've actually been to. It was delicious. It was called Pure Food, and it was vegan, and it was really healthy, but it was really delicious. And so Hillary at the time, she was there, and she had met the owner. It was a woman who was actually Spanish, And so she met the woman, and the woman said, Alec Baldwin comes in here all the time. And at the time, Alec Baldwin had just filmed something with Selma Hayek and apparently had a huge crush on Selma Hayek. Selma Hayek rejected his offer to go out on a date. And so the owner of this restaurant said, hey, look, I know he's into the Spanish type. So, you know, you look pretty Spanish or whatever. So why don't you play that up? And that's apparently that's the rumor of how this all began. So that she capitalized, she changed her name from Hillary to Hilaria, and then she has this accent that sometimes, and then she pretended that she didn't know the English word for cucumber in one of her videos, and like people are just kind of calling BS on this now. So now she's had to explain that she's not technically Spanish, but she's from many, 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 many different cultures. That's how she said it. Okay. Which basically all means you're full of crap and you've lied to your husband.
Great.
And she's been featured, by the way, she's been featured on the cover of, like, Hola magazine. She's been featured.
She's not Spanish. Nothing Spanish about her, really.
No, and she's been featured in all these different magazines, so no one really has any idea what her actual nationality is or what her background is. But her parents retired and moved to Mallorca in Spain. But that doesn't mean you're from Spain. Just because you moved there.
Español. All right. Also, while we're focusing on New York, Andrew Yang officially is a candidate now, right? He filed paperwork to run for mayor. How's that going to work?
It's working okay so far. Apparently, he's way ahead of every other candidate. Now, good. I don't know who the other candidates are.
Bill, but. He's term limited anyway, right? Isn't Blasio is
Blasio is he's done and good riddance, says every New Yorker.
Awful.
He's just a disaster. Look, I think Andrew Yang is a really sharp guy. I liked his personality. I liked his demeanor. I liked a lot of the answers.
How old
that he
is
gave.
He? Late 40s, isn't he?
No, he's got
he younger
young,
than that.
Yes, I would say maybe 40, 41,
really?
42.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Although the coronavirus vaccines are not available to the general public at this time, Dr. Marty McCary tells Fox News you need to be proactive to get your vaccination.
Ask and fight for that vaccine. The best place to go is to go to the website of your local CVS or Walgreens or major pharmacy or your local hospital. Right now, it's not available to the public, so you've got time, but everyone's going to have to assess their own personal risk and fight for themselves.
As we get ready to head into phase 2 of the vaccine, the general public won't have access until phase 5. President-elect Joe Biden says his transition teams have encountered obstruction from President Trump's political leadership at the Defense Department and the Office of Management and Budget. Biden said, "Right now, we aren't getting all the information that we need from the outgoing administration in key national security areas. It's nothing short, in my view, of irresponsibility." End quote. USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The actions of officers of the Metropolitan Nashville Police Department have drawn universal praise in getting people away from the area of the Christmas morning bombing. Congressman Tim Burchett praised their heroism for saving many lives. The Tennessee Republican told Fox News that it was an example of the bravery displayed on a daily basis by law enforcement officers.
But you had police knowing that an explosion was going to happen, and then they went and literally knocked on the doors, I think, of around 57 families who could have lost their lives, and because of their heroism, no lives were lost. And I think that reiterates what every law enforcement man or woman does every single day when they put on that badge. They know that their lives, they could be called in to risk their lives. And that's exactly what these four excellent examples did. And of course, our Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, the FBI's investigation, further investigation to find out who it was, and I suspect we'll hear a motive soon, but right now that seems to be in question.
And on Monday Night Football, the Buffalo Bills hammered the New England Patriots 38-9. Bills quarterback Josh Allen threw for 320 yards and four touchdowns, three of those going to Stephon Diggs to go with his nine catches and 145 yards. The Bills becoming the first AFC East team to sweep the Patriots in 19 seasons. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Thing of the day, 34 at the hour on today's DJV program. See Victoria's expression. What is this? Where'd you dig this?
Oh,
this
yeah, is it?
That's a song from the 1960s, early 60s. So crank it up again, Phil. So that, everybody gets a good either remembrance of it or. In this case, Victoria gets an introduction to it.
Yeah, I know.
So,
this one.
You know this song?
I don't.
Oh, no. Air Travel, the thing of the day was when the jets were just coming popular. So, the reason that we're playing this exciting song, ladies and gentlemen, is to highlight the number of people who traveled through airports this past holiday weekend. Nearly 1.3 million people travel. This is the largest number, highest it's been since the pandemic started, COVID-19. The TSA screened 1,284,599 people on Sunday. Pretty exciting, right? That's the most since last March 15th.
The virus is stoked. All those people that gets to infect.
Well, crowded airports. The planes are not the problem as much as the crowded airports.
Yeah.
It's a lot lower than was the situation certainly last year. Last year during Christmas weekend, it was almost 4 million people passed through the airports. And then if you go back to, the year before, that was 9 million. I don't know. The numbers are so much higher. I mean, what do you expect? People are going to, it's just now, you know, almost barely plausible that people would even think about going for a ride. I went for one. I went out to Salt Lake and was pretty uneventful. I haven't been to California since, September? I think it was September the last time I was there. And it's not, I don't even know. I would like to think that by February I could go back again. But who knows?
Yeah,
it's
California, just, is going to do another 3 weeks of lockdown.
Yeah, lovely.
We're going to do another 3 weeks. Well, there are certain hospitals that are so over, they're over capacity with COVID patients. They have patients, I just read this morning, they have patients in the chapel and in the gift
room,
shop.
In the gift shop, right.
That's, it's crazy. Like, when you think about, this is America, and this is California, a very wealthy state, with good health care. It's
look for big changes politically there next time around. And so in New York State, come back to the East Coast a minute, a lot of evictions, I guess, New York State.
Governor Cuomo just extended that last night, so no one can be evicted until the end of May. So they're pushing that back, which is good news because people just, New York City is in really tough shape.
Right. So speaking of New York City, what's going to happen there for New Year's Eve? It's always been the big deal. Some of the headliners have been announced for the Times Square, the New Year's Eve all-digital celebration. Let's see here. Andra Day is going to be performing. I don't know her. I know that
she's a British R&B singer. She's got a fantastic voice. Oh, my gosh.
So
she's
find something that I want to just hear her voice, see if I recognize it.
Rise Up is a really big hit. You probably know that.
Yeah. Jennifer Lopez is going to perform. Billy Porter, Cyndi Lauper, Jimmy Allen, Machine Gun Kelly. This is all at, this is Ryan's, Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve. Let's see here. Pitbull is going to perform on Univision. Gloria Gaynor and the USO Show Troupe is appearing on the event as well, a webcast anyway. And it starts at 6 o'clock Eastern Time on New Year's Eve. I think they've overdone this. Don't you? I mean, it's for 6 hours. What the hell are you going to do for 6 hours?
Well, I feel like
watching all this stuff.
Normally, yes, but this is the year that they need to stretch it because everyone's at home. You know, I mean, unless you're stupid and you're going to a New Year's Eve party in someone else's house. I mean, good luck to you. So I have no patience for stupid people anymore.
You're
I just
stupid.
Am so over it.
Yeah. All right.
But yeah, so I think this is the year that actually is probably a good thing. Stack the performances and stack as much entertainment as you can. Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen will be they'll be hosting together.
Good pair.
They're a really fun pair. And and Carson Daly is going to be doing the NBC broadcast. Ryan Seacrest does the ABC broadcast. I don't know who CBS uses. I never pay attention. You're the CBS king. I never pay attention to that network.
Yeah, well, I don't know the people that are on the CBS Morning News. Probably Gail King would be a candidate for doing
it.
She's
do
very popular.
New Year's, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to say, but it's Friday, so they don't have to be on the air on Saturday morning. That might work. Yeah. All right, so where is, what'd you say, Phil?
Sorry, I had to go through some ads.
That's all right. Andra Day. Oh, I remember hearing her, and I said she sounded just like, who am I, fill in the blank. Oh, come on.
I don't know who, I just know her as sounding like her. I think her voice is incredible.
Now, come on.
It's not incredible? I think her voice is amazing.
Yeah, no, her voice is incredible, but she sounds just like another English singer, to me anyway.
Oh.
You don't think she sounds like...
Silence is a quiet, and it feels like it's
thinking oh, come on.
I don't know who you're thinking. Are you thinking someone contemporary?
Yes.
Phil, who am I thinking of?
I got nothing.
I got nothing.
Really? Nice voice.
Yeah, she's awesome. I don't know who you're thinking of. I can't think of anybody.
Adele.
No, she does not sound like
Adele. She sounds
Adele.
Just like Adele.
Oh, my God.
Me.
No. Okay, then you
oh
need to, then I'm taking your fan card away from you because I know
really?
That you love Adele. There is no way that she sounds like Adele. Uh-uh. No. You are no longer allowed to say you are a big fan of Adele's because you like saying that, and you're no longer allowed to say that.
Ah, okay. Because I'm out and putting the woodshed.
Phil, back me up. You've got a musical ear. She's
yeah,
not Adele.
She doesn't sound like Adele.
Oh, she sounds just like Adele.
No, she doesn't.
Yes. All right, next up, speaking of New York and Times Square, workers have installed 192 Waterford crystal triangles on the New Year's Eve ball, the big ball, preparation for the thing going down for midnight. It's 12 feet wide, or 12 feet around, anyway. A geodesic, I always loved that when I was in geography, I mean, in geography, good, Doug, in geometry. The concept of a geodesic sphere. You know what that... You know,
well, I know what it looks like. I don't know the concept of it. I failed geometry and had to go to summer school, so I don't really remember much of that.
So, yeah. There you go.
But I know it's a sphere. I know what that is, and it's all right. And it's very sparkly.
You failed geometry. Did you do well in any other math courses, or were you just weren't a math
no,
student?
I was a disaster in math.
You're
that's
right.
Why I started... Whenever you start like trying to calculate light years, I'm like, oh, God, here we go again.
All right, so anyway, speaking of numbers, there are 2,688 crystal triangles on this geodesic sphere, which I think Victoria will count each one of them on New Year's Eve. The new crystals, they keep the, I wonder where they keep the ball. It's in a warehouse someplace.
Mm-hmm,
it'll be
yeah.
out in Brooklyn or somewhere. But they put in some new crystals every year. The new ones this year feature the Gift of Happiness design. It's represented by a sunburst of bright cuts radiating outward. Kind of reminds me of that James Bond movie that was, what the heck was the name of that movie that had the outer, was Jaws was in it. It was the out the satellite had diamonds. It was called Diamonds Are Forever. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, ding, ding, ding. Roger Moore was James Bond. But it was this, that kind of stuff.
I thought that one was Sean Connery.
No, uh-uh. The ball blazing with 32,256 lights. Is this too much information? Maybe I'm too much in the weeds here.
No, people always love to hear how many thousands of LED lights.
You don't even know what the numbers
what?
Represent. What are you talking about?
Wait. I can't count light bulbs? I can count 32,000 LED light bulbs.
Really?
I failed geometry. I didn't fail basic math.
All right. 2 and 2 is 4. 4 and 4 is 6. 8 and 8 is 16, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The you're hidden
six, so okay.
Yes, it is. The there's a big problem health-wise, according to the World Health Organization, which we're going to talk about in a matter of moments.
Buckle up.
Yeah, buckle up for this one. Speaking of buckle up, the most recent Your Hidden Power program that I do, it's all about the mysteries of the mind and your sixth sense. In a manner of speaking, I find all this stuff fascinating. So we have developed a program that's heard in a lot of these radio stations that carry this program. And then there's the podcast at yourhiddenpowershow.com. The most recent one has an eclectic psychic on who combines several of her gifts, including mediumship and clairvoyance and healing energy, to give you sort of a full spectrum of insight into the new year. So if you're interested in all of that, you can catch it at wherever you get your podcast, for sure, but you can go right to yourhiddenpowershow.com and listen up.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. brought to you by Asus.
With smartphones, tablets, and laptops, you've probably become accustomed to using a portable charging device. But how about charging your device without wires? Or perhaps charging several devices at once? Victor Chor is from Pandora Portable Power, or P-Cubed, and he fills us in.
It fits in your pocket. It's 2.5 by 2.5, it's like a box shape. And then the thickness of it is 1 inch. Our first goal was to really market this as a travel product, but as the pandemic hit us and people were traveling less, they were just hunkering down at home. We saw that people were using it for the home because you only have so many outlets. And if you just plug the P-Cube into the wall, you can charge 3 to 4 devices simultaneously if you include the wireless charging as well.
Go to Infinicord.com for more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive news story. I'm Nick Miles. The Jeep brand is introducing a new edition of the 2021 Jeep Gladiator in the form of the Willys models, delivering a new level of personalized content for a distinct appearance that is combined with the legendary Jeep 4x4 capability. It features a limited slip rear differential, Rubicon cab rock rails and shocks, and a 32-inch BF Goodrich KM2 mud terrain tire. Find your new Gladiator. Check our reviews at ourautoexpert.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so those of you who are health conscious and who enjoy romance with the opposite sex is
or
something to look
sex.
Out for. Or same sex, yeah.
Or it doesn't
true.
Matter. Yeah.
Yep.
STIs or STIs?
STIs. STDs. There's a mutant, more powerful strain of gonorrhea spreading around the world, mostly because of the pandemic, apparently. More people are on drugs and antibiotics, so that's limited their access to health care. Overuse of antibiotics in the community can fuel the emergence of these antimicrobial-resistant gonorrhea. I don't quite understand. If you got a lot of antibiotics, why wouldn't that keep it out?
No, because it became a superbug. And so it's like how we've been hearing for the last 5 years or so that anytime, you know, people have too many, they take too many antibiotics, then you don't have anything to fight off something really big. So, and it creates superbugs. We've heard about this phrase for almost 10 years now.
Yeah, right,
and so
yeah.
Now it's created a super strain of gonorrhea because of azithromycin. That's in the Z-Pak. Too many people took it in the beginning, and now everyone's got the gone.
Yeah. We got the gone. Let's get the gone. It's 10 before the hour.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations?
With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Doctoring, we're here to ail the sick and to feed the hungry and to fix the wounded. All that good stuff. Well, maybe not all of that. We'll do as much as we can with Dr. Jack Stockwell in attendance here. He's the attending physician at the moment with a focus on gonorrhea. All right, so let's get to the bottom line. This is a trending story around the world. A lot of people are getting this because you had a very interesting theory as to the regular form of gonorrhea and why it has gotten stronger. What is going on? I thought, I said during the earlier part of the DJV program that I thought if you had a lot of antibiotics in your system, it would kill it. But apparently it's the opposite of that, right?
Well, yeah, the every time you add an antibiotic, it suppresses the immune response. Antibiotics don't work by helping your immune system.
No.
Antibiotics
they
work
kill.
Like anti-bio, anti-life. Yeah. They kill whatever they come in contact with, including your own cells.
Yeah.
And during this time of the year, now, first of all, with gonorrhea, you need to be very careful who you pick for sexual relations, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But gonorrhea, like listeria, like pneumonia, like several other bacterial types of infections.
Salmonella, E. coli.
Absolutely.
All that stuff.
They
yep.
all thrive in an alkaline environment. Whenever, you know, back
explain
in
the difference between acidity and alkalinity.
Well, in microbiology in school. you know, you have the little Petri dishes, and you go around taking samples off a handrail or the elevator button or whatever else, and you put it in the media that's in the Petri dish, stick it in the Petri oven for a couple of days, and watch what grows. Then you take what grows, put it under a microscope, and try to identify what kind of bacterial strain that it is. Well, you know, I could go way out in the weeds with that, but I won't do so. So, in any event, that media that the bacteria grows in is an alkaline media. And it was always interesting, once we took the sample back out of the oven and had already examined it under the microscope, we put in a few drops of apple cider vinegar or lemon juice or something that's known to be very acidic because of the acetic acid that's in that stuff, and it immediately killed the bacteria it came in contact with. And so the lesson of the day was, in an alkaline environment, these kinds of bacteria thrive. It's the most common cause of UTIs for ladies with urinary tract infections. Mm-hmm. The urine starts to get a little bit alkaline that allows the growth of bacteria in the bladder that shouldn't be there because urine should be very acidic. Now, when you start getting these superbugs that are showing up, like the super gonorrhea that's showing up, it's simply because our diets are so bad, especially during the holiday period. The high sugar diets we have tends to turn the body towards an alkaline base, where alkaline versus acidic. In an alkaline environment, these kinds of bacteria thrive, which is one of the best cures for gonorrhea is just to take diluted apple cider vinegar. I know that sounds crazy, but you'd still take an antibiotic orally for gonorrhea anyway. Penicillin.
Well, why would you take apple cider vinegar direct? Why would you water it down?
Oh, because it's just so acidic. It'll burn. It'll inflame the esophageal.
I used to be able to take it, but I can't anymore. I water it down with it.
Well, then also the acetic acid can do a number. If you do it enough, the acetic acid could do a number on the enamel in your teeth. So, you know, right. I'm talking about 4 or 5 ounces of water and a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar. And not only that, not only just gonorrhea, this comes from the hill people of Vermont. D.C. Jarvis was an M.D. out of the University of Vermont's medical school that did a big study of the use of apple cider vinegar with the hill people in Vermont 100 years ago. And arthritis, pneumonia, back pain, kidney problems, bladder problems, lung problems, upper respiratory congestion problems. The Hill People Medical group, which was usually the grandmothers of the day, would always be using apple cider vinegar because it would bring the alkaline toxicity down to an acid level, which kills the presence of...
How do they make apple cider vinegar? Where does that
come
from?
Well, they just apple juice and ferment it. They ferment the apple juice.
Really?
And when you use apple cider vinegar, you want to make sure the mother is in it, because that's the pure stuff, the little brown flaky
pieces
stuff that's sitting
junk
on the bottom. Right, that's the residue from the apple. The white vinegar is a manufactured form of vinegar that has its benefits, but it does not work like apple cider vinegar does. So, and so my patients often will tell me that. We get a little sniffle, a little bit of a cold, a little bit of choking, something that's starting to tend towards a sick situation. A couple of shots of apple cider vinegar diluted with some water, and that's it. That's all it takes.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, noted Nooka chiropractor, clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah, here with us to understand alkalinity, acidity, that sort of thing. He's a font of knowledge, and that's why he's...
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.